This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Ag Wired, and I am here with Phil Hardy. Phil, how are you?
I'm fine.
Well, Phil, I was joking with you a moment ago that you don't look quite tired enough for having sat through an entire day of committee meetings here, but you actually are the chair of the NCBA PAC Affiliate Committee, correct?
No, it's just the NCAB PAC. This was where we had the affiliate officers meeting, but I'm chairing the National Cattlemen and Beef Association's Political Action Committee.
So, Phil, what are some of the issues that your committee addressed today?
Well, what we try to do is to raise money so we can help elect people who understand and appreciate our business and our needs. So that we're here, our goal is to raise $1 million per election cycle, which comes back to $500,000 a year. And our goal this year, or in the election of 2012, is to hopefully elect enough more conservative senators that we'll have the majority in the Senate who understand our business and appreciate and support our issues.
Well, I know that speaking of politicians, that you have had some challenges recently with some policy that's really holding back your business. So what are some of the things that you're keeping an eye out for in terms of who you're looking at electing or not electing?
Well, I'm really not in position to say that at this point, but obviously in the House we have a conservative body there, so we'd like to maintain the makeup of the general makeup of the House. And in the Senate, we just need, in fact, one of our best friends in the Senate is Pat Roberts from Kansas. And at our Washington conference last year, his comment, and this was before the election really of 2010, his comment was he needed a few more senators to help him. Well, in the election of 2010, we did gain some seats. And then in 2012, we want to influence or help influence enough elections so that we have a conservative thinking majority.
So, Phil, you mentioned your goal in this next election year is to raise a minimum of $500,000 between now and 2012. Is that correct?
Well, we want to raise $1 million every election cycle, every 2 years.
Yes. Okay. So how can both NCBA members and potentially other people get in contact with you to donate? You know, what are some of the actions you take to raise awareness and raise funds?
Well, our PAC director is in our Washington office, and you know, all they need to do is to contact her, send her money. Our address is everywhere, you might say. And if you send money to me, I'll send it straight on to Washington. But every dollar that our PAC receives, that person is credited for that. And we have levels of recognition or appreciation. So that, you know, if you contribute to the PAC, then that's recorded and note is made of that. And again, you recognize at whatever level, whether you contribute $5,000 or whether you contribute $25.
And what is probably the biggest issue that you're facing right now, that this money, you know, you mentioned the money's used for the election cycle. What are some of the biggest issues or the biggest issues that producers really need to be aware of right now?
Well, in the regulatory area, and this GIPSA rule is probably the thing that we've spent as much more time on, and that's in regulation. And obviously, regulation is the your regulatory branch of government, and these are people that it's a reflection of the White House. So this is a reflection of this current president. So that's not our friend there. In legislation, you know, we've led coalitions for years to kill the death tax, and you know, we have a president now who wouldn't sign it, and we don't have enough in the Senate. If we have the right makeup in the Senate in 2012, and a new president, we could very well get that accomplished, and that would be a tremendous benefit to our ranchers and landowners.
And then, Phil, in closing, when you mentioned some of the regulatory issues, the NCBA members can go to the website and get more information about those regulations and where you stand, correct?
Yes. And if they have questions, contact our Washington office, because they have a list of all our policies and where we stand.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.